Echoes of Eternity by Aaron Dembski Bowden. Read by Jonathan Keeble.
Blood for the Blood God.
No beast is more savage than man when possessed with power answerable to his rage. Lucius Plutarchus, ancient Greek and solar priest. They plunder, they slaughter, and they steal. This they falsely name empire. And where they make a wasteland, they call it peace. Tacitus, of the Etruscus Romani kingdom, prehistoric philosopher. Sanguinius is loyal to our father out of perfect love and perfect nobility, and if that were all, he would still be the best of us. But he is also loyal out of perfect fear. He fears the reason he has wings. He fears what they might represent. He fears something went wrong during his creation, and he fears the effects this may have upon his own gene sons. The insecurity that binds Sanguinius to the emperor, perhaps more so than any other of our father's sons, is born of the belief that he has the most to prove. It is a bitter irony, because he is the one with the least. The one with the most to prove is the barbarian of New Syria, but Angron has never possessed any desire to live up to the emperor's expectations. He regards such a fate as worse than failure. To him, it would be nothing less than a second slavery. The Writings of the Primarch Lorgar.